In Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this hump day Wednesday, January 7th. Hey, Jim, down in Toledo area, is this better? My engineer was able to make the adjustment here during the bottom of the hour news. Let me know if my sound level on this microphone is a little louder compared to the commercials and the music out, the news. But we readjusted it by roughly about 35% increase. So is it louder? Is it better? Text me and let me know. Got a text message from Nick Wallace. He said the 20-gauge Benelli Nova. Oh, Benelli, that's a good Italian gun maker, is on its way from Tom and Karen Curtis. He got the 20-gauge with the 26-inch barrel. Fantastic. Thank you, sir. Donating it to the young people that will be attending the Fun Shoot Pig Roast on Saturday, July 18th in Antrim County. The website, acconservatives.org. You can go there. You can read the post. Then click on the yellow donate button and get your tickets right now. When you click on donate, it'll open up our PayPal account, not yours, but ours. You just fill in the information. Donate the amount you need, $40 for adults, $20 for teenagers. The kids 12 and under are free. But make sure you put a note in this to the seller in that box with the names of the people. And then make your donation. You'll get an email from, again, our PayPal account. That is your receipt, and that is your ticket. So just print that email out or take a picture of it and show it to our security people at the gate. It's going to be a blast. Absolutely looking forward to it. One other story that is kind of interesting that kind of flew under the radar. Michigan unemployment rate dropped 1/10 of a percentage point to 5% from September to November. According to numbers that was released yesterday to reflect the final numbers for the October report, employment went down by 6,000 jobs here in the state of Michigan. The number of people on unemployment fell by 7,000 over the two-month government shutdown. This came according to the Department of Technology, Management, and Budget Office, Center for Data and Analytics. Wayne Rourke, the center's labor market information director, said, although the state lacked several key labor metrics for October, the data period from September to November revealed continued trends of declining unemployment and total labor force. October unemployment labor force estimates aren't being published just yet because the data from the household surveys were not yet collected. Overall, non-farm payroll jobs rose by 3,000 here in Michigan between October and November. Trade, transportation, utilities, private education, and health services each went up by 2,000 jobs. Government and retail went up by 1,000. Actually, going downward was construction and manufacturing. Well, of course, you're heading into the winter months. Freeze laws are in effect. Those jobs normally go down in the fall, winter time anyway. Nationally, comparing it to the country, unemployment went down to 4.6% countrywide for the same time period, September through November. The rate had gone up 0.4% from the same time in 2024. Labor force participation rates between September and November saw the numbers of those looking for jobs go down. 61.1% in November, which was a 0.2% drop. Labor force participation. So basically, 6 out of 10 folks are in the workforce. Now, another little short story I wanted to get to, because I think this needs to be on the governor's debate stage. FOIA requests. Freedom of Information Act allows us to FOIA, submit a FOIA request to government at the local levels throughout our state, but yet our state legislators and the governor's office, FOIA doesn't apply. Well, one county is experiencing a problem with a FOIA request. Attorney billing records generated for legal services defending Saginaw County and its sheriff are in litigation over, quote, public records. The case is now being heard by a 3-judge Michigan Court of Appeals panel. Philip Ellison, Hemlock-based outside legal counsel, argued yesterday that under state statute MCL 49.73, the Saginaw County Board of Commissioners had an affirmative duty to employ attorneys and to set reasonable compensation. Therefore, the attorneys' billing records from their law firm, Cummings, McClory, Davis, and Echo Law Firm, do fall under the Freedom of Information Act. Back in October 2024, the county denied outside legal counsel's request for copies of their attorney billing records regarding various lawsuits involving their county sheriff, William Federspiel. The county and the circuit judge dismissed the case. The lawsuits stemmed from civil forfeiture actions initiated by the sheriff's office. Saginaw's attorney, Kevin Campbell, argued that under the County Civil Counsel Act, MCL 49.71 and .73, the county did not have a duty to review the legal attorney records, billing records, because they were not prepared by or used by the county. Presiding Judge Brock Swartzel questioned the county's right to demand a review of the attorney billing records, considering it was Travelers Insurance Company that agreed to cover the attorney fees. It wasn't their expense, so why not give them the records? Campbell acknowledged that the county could have requested the records from a third-party administrator, while Ellison pushed back, saying that the statute doesn't give the government the authority to hand off decision-making of its public duties. Judge Randy Wallace questioned why a county can't simply say it's leaving the attorney's compensation questions to the insurance company, especially if they're paying them. So Ellison acknowledged that boards and governments can delegate different tasks to others, but argued that it doesn't waive any obligation to provide their records. Campbell noted that the public policy underpinning FOIA is to shed light on government's operations. Shedding light on their operations provides us a absolute guarantee that we can observe the full democratic process of our government. Disclosing what the law firm charged Travelers Insurance for its legal services defending the county and the sheriff would shed no light on the operation of the county itself. Well, Ellis encountered that he's not seeking the law firm's billing records. Rather, he simply wants to see the county invoices because those actually end up being paid by the taxpayers. Whether it's their insurance company or the county itself, the county buys the insurance. Judge Schwartzel questioned that claim, noting that the taxpayers pay the county's insurance premium. However, that wasn't the information Ellison was seeking. There's a difference between the insurance companies paying the attorney bills and the actual attorney bills themselves. So, very interesting story pertaining to FOIA requests here in the state of Michigan. Now, I got a very simple question. If this type of activity can happen at the county level, it can happen at the township level, your cities, your villages, your townships, every aspect of our state government, except for state representatives, state senators, and governors. Why are they not subjected to FOIA? I think this is an issue that's long overdue, and I think it's something that the next governor in the state of Michigan should demand to get full transparency of our state government in Lansing. So that's one item we want to ask these candidates when we see them. Where do you stand on FOIA for state government in Lansing? Absolutely critical to getting transparency and accountability from our state government. So we'll be continuing to push for that and question these candidates if and when they come on the show. Got a couple other short stories, comments, a couple other things happening that we want to get into today's podcast. We're going to take a short break. Final segment of hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Little notice of event that I just found out about. 2 weeks from this Friday, January 23rd, the Northern Michigan Policy Conference. January 23rd at the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, right there in Williamsburg. US 31 and M72. The Bear, that big bronze glass building, Grand Traverse Resort. Well, the Northern Michigan Policy Conference, January 23rd, is going to be hosting some of the gubernatorial candidates. Jocelyn Benson, Mike Duggan, Eric Nesbitt, Mike Cox, Garland Gilchrist, and Tom Leonard have all RSVP'd. Republican John James, congressman, has been invited, but his campaign has not ruled out an appearance. MERS editor Kyle Milan is scheduled to ask all candidates common questions related to economic development, housing, and issues pertinent to the business community. Seats for the event are still available. So again, Northern Michigan Policy Conference. I'm going to reach out to Kyle and see if I can get a ticket as media and try to attend the event after the show Friday, January 23rd. Little side note, independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan has hired Maggie George to be his press secretary for Duggan for Michigan. George was the state house reporter for MERS News Service the second half of 2024 and all of 2025. She's a Michigan State University graduate, and she's also worked at the State News as a public mental health reporter. She is born and raised in Caledonia, Michigan. So getting some young people involved as his press secretary. U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett announced that he's opened a new office in downtown Lansing on the fifth floor of an office building in Washington Square. Basically, kitty corner from the Lansing Police Department headquarters. Barrett's team is highlighting that the new office is located at 101 South Washington Square, Suite 520. This office is going to provide professional, secure, and efficient workspace for the congressman and his staff to be able to deliver high-quality constituent services. It's also less prone to visible protests than his previous downtown Lansing office, which was converted house on Ottawa Street, right across the street from the state capitol. His new office location is more secure and not as visible for protesting. So, kind of an interesting new development for Congressman Tom Barrett. Let's see, what was the other short one I wanted to get into? Oh, State Representative David Martin said he is, in fact, going to run for a fourth term in the 68th House District. This district covers Grand Blanc, Davison, and most of Burton in Genesee County. Martin served in the Air Force and is a former Genesee County Commissioner. He was first elected back in 2020. As a state representative, I have a proven track record of advocating for kitchen table issues in our community. Republican from Davison. Profiles, candidate information on nearly 160 Michigan state and federal candidacy for August primary, including the spring endorsement convention, is going to be online at MERS News Service, their 2026 election guide. So I'm going to click on that, and I'm going to keep an eye on that as these candidates start their filings and running for office this year. 2026. They've got a guide here. I pulled it up real quick. Michigan House, going all the way through all the state representatives, and Senate. Gubernatorial candidates, U.S. senators, and Congress. So all the information is listed there. We'll be able to follow that and keep an eye on it. Pretty detailed list. 160 different candidates running this year for election. Well, that's it for today's show. We're going to finish this off again. If you'd like the link to the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, you can text me either one, Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and it will automatically send you back acconservatives.org's website. Again, please read the post, click on the yellow donate button, just like Officer Rick and Nick Wallace has done already. First two guys to buy their tickets for the Fun Shoot July 18th. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things